Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers by Mary Roach. Narrated by Shelley Fraser. Copyright 2003 by Mary Roach. This unabridged audiobook was published by arrangement with Mary Roach and William Morris Agency and was produced in year 2003 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. For Wonderful Ed. In several instances, names have been changed to protect privacy. Introduction. The way I see it, being dead is not terribly far off from being on a cruise ship. Most of your time is spent lying on your back. The brain has shut down. The flesh begins to soften. Nothing much new happens, and nothing is expected of you. If I were to take a cruise, I would prefer that it be one of those research cruises, where the passengers, while still spending much of the day lying on their backs with blank minds, also get to help out with a scientist's research project. These cruises take their passengers to unknown, unimagined places. They give them the chance to do things that they would not otherwise get to do. I guess I feel the same way about being a corpse. Why lie around on your back when you can do something interesting and new, something useful? For every surgical procedure developed, from heart transplants to gender reassignment surgery, cadavers have been there alongside the surgeons, making history in their own quiet, sundered way. For 2,000 years, cadavers, some willingly, some unwittingly, have been involved in science's boldest strides and weirdest undertakings. Cadavers were around to help test France's first guillotine, the humane alternative to hanging. They were there at the labs of Lenin's embalmers, helping test the latest techniques. They'd been there, on paper, at congressional hearings, helping make the case for mandatory seatbelts. They've ridden the space shuttle, okay, pieces of them, helped to graduate...